A good man was there of religion, and was a poor parson of a town. But rich he was of holy thought and work. He was also a learned man, a clerk, that Christ's gospel truly would preach. His parishioners devoutly would he teach. Benign he was, and wonder diligent, and in adversity full patient. And such he was approved often scythes. Full loath was he to curse for his tithes, but rather would he given out of doubt unto his poor parishioners about of his offering, and eke of his substance. He could in little thing have sufficience. Wide was his parish, and houses far asunder, but he ne left not for rain nor thunder, in sickness nor in mischief, to visit the furthest in his parish, much and little, upon his feet, and in his hand a stave. This noble example unto his sheep he gave, that first he wrought and afterwards he taught. Out of the gospel he those words caught, and this figure he added eke thereto, that if gold rust, what shall iron do? For if a priest be foul, in whom we trust, no wonder is a lewd man to rust, and shame it is, if that a priest take keep, a shiten shepherd and a clean sheep. Well ought a priest example for to give, by his cleanness, how that his sheep should live. He set not his benefice to hire, and let his sheep encumbered in the mire, and ran to London unto St. Paul's, to seek in him a chantery for souls, or with a brotherhood to be withhold, but dwelt at home, and kept well his fold, so that the wolf ne made it not miscarry. He was a shepherd, and not a mercenary. And though he holy were, and virtuous, he was to sinful men not despotous, nor of his speech dangerous, nor dign, but in his teaching discreet and benign. To draw folk to heaven with fairness, by good example, this was his business. But it were any person obstinate, whatso he were of high or low estate, him would he snibben sharply for the nones. A better priest, I trow, there nowhere none is. He waited after no pomp and reverence, nor make it him a spiced conscience, but Christ's law and his apostles 12 he taught, but first he followed it himself. With him there was a ploughman, was his brother, that had he laid of dung full many a fodder, a true swinker and a good was he, living in peace and perfect charity. God loved he best with all his whole heart, at all times, though him gamed or smart, and then his neighbour right as himself. He would thresh, and thereto dyke and delve, for Christ's sake, with every poor wight withouten hire, if it lay in his might. His tithes paid he full fair and well, both of his proper swink and his chattel. In a tabard he rode upon a mare.